Thank you for downloading this message from New Horizon AOG Church. We pray that it inspires you to arise and shine.
How are we doing, church?
Good.
I think a good place to start is always to pray. Yeah? God is in the place. God is in the house. Yes? Have you felt God's atmosphere? Yeah? So let's just pray for a second. Lord God, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for what you've done already in this service so far. But Lord, we just come before you as we open your word. We pray, Lord God, that your spirit will just pour out in this place. Lord God, that you will just speak to us, Lord God. I pray that you'll speak through me, Lord God. Whatever is not of you, I just pray that it will just be laid to the ground, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that we'll have now words. Now words that will change life in this house today. In your mighty name. Amen. Well, fantastic. I've been excited about opening the word for such a long time this month because I've been on holiday relaxing, so I've been itching about opening the scriptures once again. And this morning, I just want to share heart. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah? I just want to share a bit of my heart, a bit of my journey, and open the word of God by looking at a character in the Bible, which I think is one of my heroes. He's one of my heroes. And the subject I want to talk about is a subject which Becky and I try our hardest to live our lives by. It's something that we strive to do good. And I'm not standing on this stage professing to be the expert at this in any shape or form, but I just want to share some heart this morning. So my subject title today is Walking by Faith. And I've got a subtitle of A Journey Like No Other. You see, this is what I believe God is saying to us as a church. You see, God wants not just a church of people. He wants a body of people who walk by faith. A body of people who are faith-filled people who are willing to take a journey with him. Yes? I just want to say that again because I don't think we're getting it, church. Listen, God wants people who are men and women of faith. Not people who sit on their seats, but people who are willing to follow Jesus to the ends of the earth. Yeah? You see, if God says go, we're going to go. Yeah? If God says do something, we're going to do it. Yeah? We'll get on to some. I've got to rein myself back in. You see, faith shouldn't be something that we pick up or put down. Faith is a way of life. Yes? And faith is something that we have to live our lives day by day. And you know, I've already used that great word journey. You see, faith is a journey. And in church, we love to use that word journey. Now, you may be sat there today thinking, I've heard that word so many times in church. It's like the now word. It's overused. But let me tell you, faith is a journey. Yeah? Ronan Keaton used to sing a song, Life is Like a Roller Coaster. Yeah? Well, faith is like a journey. And sometimes it can be a bit like a roller coaster. It can be up and down. It can be loop the loop. Yeah? It can be a bit like that. But I just want to share a couple of snippets from my own life very quickly at the beginning. You see this beautiful woman sat on the front row here. Give us a wave, Becky. Stand up for me. No. She doesn't want me to embarrass her. But Becky is my wife because of a step of faith. You see, young people, single people in the house today, let me just speak to you. I just want to stop for a second. You see, sometimes you can be striving to find your next wife, the next person who's going to be in a relationship with you. Yeah? I'm not saying that we jump from relationship to relationship, okay? Sorry, don't hear me wrong. Yeah, but as young people, we jump from relationship to relationship. Yeah, I'm just being real. Yeah? I was young once. Yeah? But sometimes you have to stop and trust that God is going to provide the woman of your dreams to be your wife to spend the rest of your life with. Yeah, and it doesn't matter how young you are, it doesn't matter how old you are, but if you pray for that woman, yeah. God will provide that woman. Have faith for that woman. And on the flip side, pray for that man, yeah? If you're a woman. You see, you've got to have faith that God is with you. Yeah? For my children, every night I prayed that God will provide them with the right husband for my girls and the right wife for my son. Yeah? Because as parents, we should pray that prayer. Yes? We should believe God for that. You see, snippets of faith from my life. I've been to countries and I've opened the Word of God in places I would have never dreamed to open the Word of God. Yes? I want to speak to some of those young people who've just had their exams. You see, stood before you on this stage is a man who failed all of his GCSEs. Yeah? Stood before you is a man who stuttered. Stood before you is a man that couldn't be a public speaker. Yes? But something of God rose up, and the calling of God rose up, and I'll share a bit more about that later. But God, let me tell you, young people, it doesn't matter if you've done well at your exams or you've done bad exams. If God's calling you, God is calling. And let me tell you, He's calling you. My son Isaac is a miracle. I might have shared this story before with you. But my son Isaac, throughout his whole pregnancies, the doctors were telling us that the likelihood is that Becky's miscarrying. We'd miscarried before Isaac. And throughout the whole pregnancy, Becky bled. There was a massive, when we had the ultrasound, there was a massive bleed over Isaac's ultrasound. But it was like there was a wall that stopped this bleed from infecting the womb. And you see, my son today is a miracle. Because every day we prayed for him. Every day that he was in his mother's womb, we prayed for him. And we believed that God was going to bring him into this world. That God was going to do something with his life. And I want to tell you, watch this space. Yeah? Because at the moment, you see a young boy running around a church, yeah? But watch this space, because I prophesy over my own son this morning that he's going to rise up and he's going to preach the word. Yeah? I believe it. If it's God's will, he'll do it. Oh. I know that you know that with every high, there's a low. But it's in the low that you know that trusting God is with you, he's not left you, and he's not forsaken you, is the key to living a life and walking with faith. You know, through the scriptures, we can look at many men and women of faith in the Bible, yes? Yeah. But there's one that stands out the most for me. And as I said, he's one of my heroes. And I want to talk about Abraham this morning. You see, Abraham's life was like no other. Yeah? He was held in high regard. Paul the Apostle comments on Abraham and the faith of Abraham. And I just want to read a few scriptures about what the Bible says. So Romans 4, let's just bring Romans 4 up. This is what the Bible says about Abraham. It says, "What then shall we say about Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh, discovered in this matter? If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, wages are not credited as gift, but as obligation. However, to the one who does not work, but trusts God, who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness." And in a nutshell, what this scripture means is, yes, Abraham did good works. Yes, Abraham was a good man who did good works. But he was credited for his faith. Because when God asked him to do something, he did it. Do you not want to be a man or a woman who, when God asks you to do something, you will do it?
Yeah.
Yes? Our next scripture comes from Hebrews 11. It says, by faith, when called to go to the place he would later receive in his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made that promise. And so from this man, and he as a good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. Isn't it amazing that Pastor Andy was talking about that there's miracles in the menopause? Yeah, last week. I just wanted to say the word. I'm sorry. But do you know what? You see, Elizabeth wasn't the only person that God worked in. Yeah? Here we see that God worked in Sarah, who was past childbearing age, who had gone past the time, but God worked a miracle, which is why I prophesied that God is never past miracles. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter where you have gone. God is not past miracles. And today, if you have walked into church needing a miracle, God will meet that miracle. You see, Abraham's faith can be described in three ways. Oh dear. We're having fun this morning, eh? Three ways. You know what's on my mind? No, it's not. I went to the toilet before I came up, don't worry. You see, Abraham's faith can be described in three ways. Let's move on. He heard, he listened, and he acted on the word of God. He believed God can do the impossible. He was willing to obey God's will and purpose over his life. And this morning, I want to focus on a time in Abraham's life where God tested Abraham like no other. God tested him like no other. So if you turn to your Bibles to Genesis 22, we're going to read from verse 1. That sounded good, didn't it? Oh, microphone. It says, sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am. He replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on the mountain, and I will show you. Early that next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in a distance. He said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you. Next slide, please. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac. And he himself carried the fire and the knife as the two of them went up together. Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Abraham, Father, yes, my son. Abraham replied, the firewood is here, Isaac said. but there is no lamb for a burnt offering. Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham, do not lay your hand on your boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over, took the ram, and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. And to this day, it is said, on that mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the skies and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. Then Abraham returned to his servants, and they set off together to Beersheba, and Abraham stayed in Beersheba. Wow. So much to go off in there. But I just want to pull out a few things, a few thoughts from those verses. And we could spend all afternoon and book another five services in, Andy, if you want. No, I'm mucking. But my first point this morning is faith requires us to hear, listen, act to the voice of God. Yes? Now, when we hear the words hear and listen, we sometimes relate them as the same thing. And the interesting thing here is that hear and listen are completely different. Yes? Because hear is the perception of sound. Yes? So you can hear me talking. You can hear other sounds around the room. You can hear people moving on their chairs. But when you listen, you receive something. You see, listening is the receiving of the hearing. So there's a difference between the two. Now, what happens in our walks with God is this, that we hear God many, many times. Yes? But we don't always recognize that God is speaking because we're not listening. And I just think that today, God wants you to tune in your ears once again to listen to his word, to listen to what he is saying into your life today. Yes? Because you see, Abraham had heard this voice before. He knew the voice of God. And because he knew the voice of God, he stopped and he listened. Now, many of us have heard the voice of God before, and God is saying, stop and listen. Because God wants you to receive something new today. You see, I've sat in church many, many years. A friend from when I was a child has come to visit today from my days at the Christian Center. And you're welcome, Steve. It's great to see you today. But as a young boy, I sat through many, many preachers. And there were times where I heard, but I didn't listen. Yeah? But as I got older, I had to learn something about listening to the Word of God and hearing the Word of God. You see, faith starts by hearing, but then receiving the Word of God. And today we have to hear what God is saying and receive it. Abraham heard that God's voice before. He knows God's voice, and he knows that it's not the enemy, but it's a friend. So what Abraham has to do is he has to make a decision whether he's going to listen to God. Because let me ask you a question. If you heard those words that Abraham heard, would you listen? I don't know. I would hope I would. But they were most probably the toughest words a father would have ever had to hear. You see, Isaac wasn't just a boy. He was a long-awaited son, a son that Abraham never thought he would have. In the sense that he had Ishmael, but he didn't think him and Sarah would have a boy. That he didn't think he would have a child with Sarah. So he'd lost hope. But you see, God had told Abraham that your descendants and your offspring will be more than the stars. So Abraham has a promise from God, and you see, Isaac's not just a boy. He's a fulfillment of a promise. Yeah? So Abraham hears God's promise over... Abraham hears the word that God is saying to him, but he has to choose whether to follow what God is saying. And you see, because Abraham was a man of faith, he chose to follow God. Let me ask you a question this morning. Have you heard the voice of God recently? Maybe you sat there thinking, no, I haven't. I'd like to suggest that if you have ever read your Bible, then God has spoken to you. You see, I believe that the words in this Bible are God breathed. Yeah. Yes? So that every word is God spoken, which means that as I read my Bible, God will speak to me. Yeah. So today, maybe you have come and you're looking for an answer from God, and maybe the thing that you have to do is pick up your Bible once again. Maybe God is calling you to pick up the Word of God once again. You see, have you listened to the Word of God? I can't answer that for you, because that's a choice in your own life. Even now, you have a choice whether to switch on or switch off. But God wants you to hear His word, hear what He's saying to you. And then my final question, just to kind of get you to ponder about, is have you acted on His word? I want to give you an illustration of a time in my life where I had to hear God's word, but I had to listen to it and I had to act on it. I shared earlier that on this stage is a man who failed his GCSEs, a man who stuttered, a man who had stage fright. But I remember in the summer of 1997, and there's a song like that, as a 15-year-old boy sitting at Soul Survivor. Now, this year marks the end of Soul Survivor. And I just want to celebrate Soul Survivor just for 1 second, because there are many people in this room where God has done stuff in their lives at Soul Survivor. You know, we need a fresh generation of youth camps to rise up. You see, because something new has to come. See, Soul Survivor has been there for years. We don't want to discredit what it's done, because it has done miraculous things, but there's something new coming among this nation for young people. And I think you guys, even sat here, need to start dreaming some dreams. Yeah. Yes? Yeah. Believe for the impossible. Yeah? Maybe you're going to be the next Mike Pilavarci. Yeah? I'm not even on point one. Finished point one. But in 1997, as a 15-year-old boy, I was sat at a Soul Survivor meeting and Delirious were playing. Yeah. Who remembers Delirious? Yeah? A history remaker in this place. But we're just rocking out a little bit. But as I worshipped with Delirious, and I listened to the word that Mike Pilavarci was saying, he came to the end of his message. And he was preaching on those words that God has called us to bind up the brokenhearted, to set the captives free. Yes? To bring hope and life and a future to those who need it. And I sat there and it felt like my bum was on fire because I was so uncomfortable. I'm just being real with you. I couldn't sit. And Mike Pilavarci says, is there anybody in this room? Is there a single person that feels that they have the call of God on their life? That they one day they will become a pastor, that they will be a youth pastor or a young leader? And I've never sat there feeling so unqualified for something in all of my life. So unqualified for something in all of my life. But the fire was burning. And he said, if that is you, stand. And I don't know what happened, but the fire burned so much, I jumped up to my feet. And I stood. And I said, God, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of what you are asking. But I feel that I can do what you are asking. I feel that if you're asking it of me, I will do it because I want to take these steps of faith. I want to walk the walk. I want to be like you, Jesus. Do you know what? When I stood, I didn't know what I was standing for fully. If I knew half the things I knew now, I don't think I would have stood. Oh, I get to work with Andy. Hallelujah. I love it. I love you, mate. Maybe today, God is calling you. But you need to hear his voice. You see, I stood up. But the day after, I wasn't a pastor. I wasn't the youth leader. I had to take a journey of faith. I had to keep walking the walk. I had to keep walking with Jesus. Jesus needed to teach me something new every day. And every day I learned something afresh. Yes, there was hard times. Yes, there was highs. Yes, there was lows. But God was with me. He never forsaked me. He never left me. I've got 4 points, but I'm going to skip to point 3 and I'm going to finish with that if that's okay. You see, to Abraham's credit, when God told him to offer his son to Isaac, he didn't put it off. He began his journey early that next morning. If you read verse 5, it says, we will worship and then we will come back to you. You see, I don't think I would have used those words to describe what we were about to do. We were about to go and do and have a burnt offering, and I'm going to sacrifice my son, but I'm still going to worship the Lord in my hard times. But you see, faith is an obedience to the will and purpose of God. And as I was on holiday, just on the beach, I was reading a book by a famous pastor who Pastor Andy's spoke about already today, Brian Houston. And his book was about there is more. But his point in this book was that to see more, you have to follow the will and purpose of God. You have to be obedient to the will and purpose of God. You see, I want you to just stop for a second. You see, Abraham went up to the mountain. He did everything that God had asked him to do. And he trusted that God would still make his promise come true even without Isaac. Let's just stop and think about that for a second. You see, even if Isaac wasn't the way that God was going to fulfill his promise, Abraham still believed that the promise would come true. My last illustration is this. I'm coming up to 3 years here at New Horizon. And the journey to New Horizon, the walk to this place, has been a walk of faith. At the time, I'd been made redundant from the church that I was currently at. I want to share a bit of heart here, guys. So myself and Becky, we were openly just looking for where God wanted us to be. Myself, Andy and Becky and my Becky, we had a relationship already. We didn't know that the church was looking for anybody. I'd applied for some positions at other churches and there was two offers on the table. And the holiday that we've just been on, we were just going to that same place. And just before we were about to leave England, my phone rang and it was Pastor Andy. He says, "Hi, Steve." He says, "I've been speaking with the leaders of the church and we just believe that God has asked us just to offer you this. We just want you to pray about it." So we, in that moment, if I'm honest with you, I knew where I needed to be. I'll be real with you. But we respected and we went on holiday and we prayed about it. But the reason I tell you this story is because sometimes, yeah, what looks like the best offer on the table isn't always the best offer on the table. Yeah? You see, sometimes you have to hear the voice of God. Yeah? Because the best offer on the table was the supernatural offer that God was offering on the table. Yeah? And sometimes you have to hear what God is doing in the moment. And for me and Becky, we didn't stop, we didn't hesitate. The day that we got back, I phoned Andy and I says, "We're coming to New Horizon." We always knew it was the place we needed to be, but God has told us where we need to be. And I tell you this story because sometimes God wants you to see something different in his eyes. It's not about what is the best offer naturally all the time. It's not always about what looks great in our world. And please, I don't want you to hear that I'm not being disrespectful to the church leadership here in any shape or form, because what they offered me was fantastic in the natural, but it was immense in the supernatural, because I could see what God wanted to do. I could see what God wanted to do with this church. You see, we sit in this building today only because of the obedience of our senior pastors, Andy and Becky. You see, firstly, God told them what he wanted to do with New Horizon Church, where he wanted to take us. But I also want to say that it is the obedience of this congregation that we are here in this place also. So we praise God for that and we honor God for that. But just in your own life, Faith is about following the will and purpose of God. Obedience to the will and purpose of God. Obedience isn't a word we like because we bring it in as control. But can I say this morning that when we are obedient to the will and purpose of God, it's freedom. It's a releasement. It takes you to another level. Can I remind you? As a young boy, I stuttered. I was stage fright. I couldn't speak well. And I'm stood here today because I trusted God and I followed the will and purpose of God. And I honor my wife today because she has walked the walk with me for 15 years. Well, longer than that because we dated 2 years before that. So 17 years. But we've been married 15 years. And we've done life together, continually trusting God, continually trying to walk a life of faith. And I want to encourage you today that if today you make a decision to trust God, to walk with Him, it may not always look how you want it to look straight away. But the journey to that place, God will bring you to a new place. God will bring you to a spacious place. God will bring you to a new day. And we started this service by declaring that we want to see God do miracles in this place. And I just pray, and I finish with this, that as you follow the will and purpose of God, God will do miracles in your life like never before. Because my life, my faith journey, my walk of faith, has been a journey like no other. And I pray that as you take a step of faith to continue to reconnect with God, maybe you need to reconnect with God today and take your journey of faith, that God will take you to another level and that your journey of faith will be like no other. Amen. Thank you.
We hope that you've enjoyed this message. For any more information or to download our weekly podcast, please go to www.newhorizonchurch.org.uk.